Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I would love to introduce you to one of my favorite topics, and that is routine. One of the things that I'm fascinated about is trying to learn from people, what are your morning routines and what are your evening routines? I have come to the belief that, frankly, what we do day after day, everything is some measure of a habit. Now, I'm one of those people that needs routine. I get my best work done when I am structured, when I know I do this in this time and I do that in that time. As a result, when I come in the house, I know, okay, I go straight to this place, I pull my keys out, I set them there. Then I go upstairs and I put my wallet and my watch and all those things in the right place. I have crazy routines that really some folks would look at and say, you know, Chuck, that's just a little weird. But I think habits and routines can be weird. And I do believe most of us, while we're always involved in a habit, we may not take individual habits and put them into our routine. Spiritually speaking, I really believe one of the things we can all learn from is how do we take the things of God and weave them into and let Him lead us in what our habits and routines are. Here's a couple of truths that I think are pretty serious. In truth number one, I believe routines or habits are difficult to break. You know, habits and routines can be really hard to break, especially if you've been doing them for a long time. Maybe you have a habit of like cracking your knuckles and it drives somebody nuts, or so you try to quit, but it seems like you always forget and it happens. I have a friend of mine who came to Christ just a few years ago, and he has this habit of inserting cuss words in about every third sentence. And every time he says something, he'll look at me and say, sorry. But you know, it's a habit now. I don't believe it's a matter of his heart. It's just a habit. And so I think about that, and I realize that there was a writer who made this statement, Abigail Van Buren. Here's what she said. A bad habit never disappears miraculously. It's an undo-it-yourself project. Isn't that good? Have you ever had a habit or a routine that was really hard to break? Where you put your socks, how you answer the phone, the way you chew and you make that smacking noise, the way you slam the door on the way out, or how you leave the lights on constantly. Well, the fact is, they're hard to break, aren't they? The more bad habits that we get rid of, the younger we are, the freer and more fun that we'll have as we grow older. And by the way, that's true about how we grow physically, and it's also more true about how we grow spiritually. The second truth is that routines and habits are difficult work. Good habits, good routines don't just appear in our life. As awesome as that would be, routines don't just show up in our life. We have to choose to work on the routines that we want to have. If you want to be more generous, then you got to spend time working on generosity. If you want to be more patient, then you've got to practice patience in your life. A good way to do this is to find some verses in Scripture that deal with whatever the habit is that you're dealing with in your life. Read the verses, say the verse out loud, do it daily, and put a copy of it right on your sun visor in your car where you can't help but see it. You know, another practical thing you can do is to find some resources to develop habits in your life. You see, the third truth is this: routines and habits determine where we're headed. Just because you want to get a certain level of success in life doesn't mean it's going to happen. Dreaming it doesn't make it happen. Just desiring something will never get you to where you want to go. Your destination in life is determined by your daily habits and routines that you keep. Habit is a cable. We weave a thread each day, and at last, we cannot break it because it has grown stronger. You have to put to work where you want to go, because if you'll do the work today, you might be there tomorrow. Habits and routines help you reach your dreams, folks. Think about what the writer of Proverbs said in Proverbs 19:3. People ruin their lives with the foolish things they do, and then they blame the Lord for it. Habits and routines are important. So choose today to make good habits, to make good routines in your life. Choose to not let life just pass you by, but rather put in the effort to develop those strong routines today. I want to encourage you. I believe when you start small and dream big, you can start by saying, I'm going to read one verse a day. So just start with the Gospel of John or start with the book of James. I'm going to read one verse today. And then tomorrow I'm going to read two and then three and then four and then five. Then take a couple days off and then start back up with six. It's just like doing push-ups. I wanted to get stronger this year. So on January 1, I did one push-up. How pitiful is that? Well, now I'm well into the year and I'm killing it on the push-ups because all I did was add one each week to that count. So folks, listen, make sure that your routines and your dreams, make sure your habits are inclusive of the God things in life. Let him drive and determine those. And when he does, not only will he direct you and carry you to the conclusion of them, but he will allow you to experience the joy in finding them and living them. Find God-centric routines. Let me say it again. Find God-centric routines. And when you do, your life will be lit up like you cannot imagine. I sure hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church for our 9:30 or 11 a.m. gatherings. And you can always watch us live at live.sugarhill.church. And I'd love for you to join me on my blog at achuckallen.com. God bless you. Bye now.